Hello there, it's a Daily Marder once more. Me, Dan, here again. I'm just having a quick chat this afternoon, a bit later than usual, mainly because I'm involved today, about things that are going on. Now, looking through the news that we've got today, we've had Ollie Johnson extend his loan at Yeovil. I think it's a good thing for him. He's played five down there, scored one. It's important for him to get regular football. I don't think he'll get into the team still, despite the form of Chrissy Martin and Simeon Jackson, unfortunately. But it's good for him to go out there and get some experience. Talk of another player that's out on loan, Cody McDonald, has won League 2 Player of the Month this month. Scored a lot of goals down at Gillingham since he's got himself fit, and he's starting to kind of prove himself as a professional footballer, even if it is at the lower levels. Hopefully he's going to come back next season, and you know, the confidence that he'll have got from scoring a lot of goals will breed into us. Game coming up, obviously tomorrow against Reading. We're looking like maybe Sermon being back for it. Lambert said that he's gonna leave it until after he's trained today, to have a think of whether he should play or not. I don't think we should rush him back. We tried to rush him back the last time, and he obviously picked up a recurrence of that knee injury. I think it might be better to have him on the bench, bring him on and let him do a bit and take him back in slowly, and have him fit for the important games that come up towards the end of the season. Shane Long, looks like he's going to be starting for Reading tomorrow despite an injury. We'll have a look on the EDP site now. You know, he's an important player for them. He's a big threat to us. Reading are a decent side. It's going to be a tough game. I think we'll come out on top of it still, though. It'd be nice to see us do that. Now, other news, Andy Hughes, not Andy Hughes, Corey, he went a long time ago. Stephen Hughes has gone out on loan to MK Dons. Now, he's another guy that needs football in the squad. Don't look like he's going to get into the midfield. With the players that they know, Corey's ahead of him, people like that. He did have a particularly poor game, I thought, against Dereham, middle of the week as well, when we went to see that. So hopefully a bit of time down at MK Dons will do him some good. We've also had McNally come out yesterday saying that there's going to be no knee-jerk reaction to the $2 million transfer windfall. Now, I'd hope that we do that, to be honest with you, that we're not just going to go out and spend the money for spending money's sake. But I think that Lambert has got an idea in his head of maybe he needs one player in. And we'll just see how it goes. We'll see if we get anyone in the loan window. If the right person comes up, I'm sure that he'll get him. Apart from that, obviously, we'll be at the game tomorrow. There'll be a Mardle afterwards, just for a quick chat. It's pre-Jimmy's birthday celebrations tomorrow, so we'll also be out in the city afterwards. So happy birthday to Jimmy in advance, even though it's like 10 days in advance, but hey-ho. But that's been today's Daily Mardle. And as I say, if you've got anything to say, give us a shout on our fans forum on the website.